John the Baptist was the forerunner of Jesus Christ. He came to prepare the way for the Lord, as well as to announce the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3, verse 2. It is the case that John had a purpose to direct the people toward the Christ who is the Savior of the world. Noting to his disciples one day, recorded in the book of John, "Behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world." The statement is made in Luke chapter 16 and verse 16. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time the kingdom of heaven is preached unto you, or the kingdom of God is preached unto you, and every man presseth into it. That presseth into it, Luke 16, verse 16, can be translated by violence enters into it. The idea may be that there's violence created with that person who follows the Lord, and yet they come into the kingdom of God. Or it may be that the individual has to fight within himself with the help of God to succeed in overcoming sin and thus enter into the kingdom of God. That seems to be the case of the new birth in John chapter 3 when Nicodemus was told, "You must be born again." That new birth process is a process somewhat of violence, somewhat of fright, somewhat of, well, always looking toward God to help us through such situations as that. We enter into the kingdom of heaven. And so it is that John had this purpose until the law and the prophets were until John. But since that time, the kingdom of God is preached and every man presseth into it. You and I today can be citizens of this kingdom. Paul describes it in Colossians 1 at verse 13 as the kingdom of God's dear son, and that we have redemption in him, and that we have been made free from the kingdom of darkness and placed into the kingdom of God's dear Son. That's the church in Colossians 1 and verse 13. And the church at Laodicea was to read these words, and they were to get the letter written to Laodicea, Colossians 4 and at verse 16. And thus John's purpose was fulfilled in the coming of the Christ and the Savior of the world. Are you beholding the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world? Will you follow his new birth teaching to Nicodemus in John 3, 3 through 5? Will you be a faithful member of the kingdom of God's dear Son, as Paul encouraged the brethren to do at the church at Laodicea and Colossae in Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, Colossians 4, verse 16? Thank you for your study with us. This is Robert Rawson, finishing the part of the study of John the Baptist, a very happy man.